Hey, Chad Reed, good ride tonight, but probably not what you want.
No, but it could always be worse. You know, you got to look at the bright side too. And nothing. I felt like I left it all on the table. I knew I had to have a good start. I fought for every inch of the, for that first turn, and unfortunately went down. Me and Stu ran out of racetrack and ended up on the ground with 10 other guys. So not the best way to start it, but just try to be smart coming through, pick them off. If they didn't make mistakes, resort to cleaning them out.
What exactly happened on the start? Because I saw it just live, didn't see any video. What happened?
I think I was next to Dungy, and then on his left was James. And from the video that I saw, basically just three dudes trying to fight for every inch of the racetrack, and we pushed it too much and went down. So, but yeah, I'm happy. I felt like I recovered from a bad attitude. I just was fighting myself all day. I was, from the very first time I walked the track, I had a bad attitude about the track, hated it, thought it was a joke. So,
yeah, your practice times kind of reflected that.
Yeah, pretty much. If I felt comfortable enough to just go lay down a lap in the first qualifier and then go and chill out in the bus for the rest of the afternoon, I probably would have, and I probably would have came out better prepared for the main event. Have a nap or something. Have some, I don't know, do something.
Right.
To
Vegemite.
Yeah, some Vegemite, exactly. Yeah, do some Vegemite, sign some autographs, and come out swinging for the night program. But
right.
That was it. I blame myself tonight. I just had a bad attitude about it, and maybe a crash in the first turn was what was supposed to happen. From having a shitty attitude and a bit of a slap up the back of the head,
right.
And now pull your finger out and go ride hard. So. Yeah, basically, I just had to fight for every position. A lot of dudes crashed tonight, so not...
There goes one bias, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, there goes K-Dub, and it looks like he's holding a wing. Someone said he broke his collarbone or something, so unofficially, I don't know what that... I hope that's not true. But.
You weren't the only guy who wasn't happy with the track. What, in your opinion, is the... What was the matter here tonight?
Tonight, we just...
Constructively,
I think... My criticism is, I understand they're trying to, like I said, I think that there's pressure from the fans. The fans are complaining. We're in an industry that's small. I think they go online, they see everybody bitching and complaining about 45-second lap times, and then their idea and their creative way of adding seconds to the racetrack is wind it as much as possible, and it's unfortunately, and maybe I'm wrong, that's my feeling, is that that's what they're trying to do. They're just trying to make the lap times creep up above 50, and we're just getting one line racetracks, and it's kind of seems like it's been happening a lot. So yeah, hopefully they get it figured out, hopefully that they can be proactive in the way and think that this is not working out like they maybe thought it was, and they can make some changes and move forward and try to change up the track maps a little bit.
Well, James crashed twice, JT has a bad knee, Brayton finished bad, so in a way you're maybe one of the lucky ones. You're walking out of here with an eighth, but alive.
Yeah, things happen for a reason. Like I said, I had a bad attitude all day, crashed in the first turn and had to fight for it. So overall, I felt that it was a good result. I felt like I rode well in the main event. I didn't have my same attitude.
Right.
Fighting forward. I let it go and put my head down. And getting up into sixth was good. Third place was right there in front of me. So I think with this stack field and with a racetrack that didn't allow a whole lot of passing. I feel like that was a good achievement. I felt that it was a good ride.
Cool. Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks.